And
so on the left here is the Dirac equation, which is the Schrödinger equation in its relativistic form, and it reproduced the same results for the Schrödinger equation, the non-relativistic Schrödinger equation, except it had an extra feature which the non-relativistic equation doesn't have. And that's that every time you find a solution to the Dirac equation, there's another solution at negative energy. So this is the Dirac solution to the Dirac equation for a free particle. So as the kinetic energy, this is K, as the kinetic energy increases, the energy increases. But there's always another solution where the energies go down, negative energy solutions. And at first, Dirac didn't know what to do with these solutions, and he called them holes. So he was the one who first called these negative energy solutions holes. And now we don't call them holes anymore, we call them antiparticles. So these are the antiparticle solutions that you get. And they're separated by the particle solutions by this equals mc squared gap. If a particle and an antiparticle annihilate, then what happens is they send out energy in the form of a photon. And the energy is mc squared, where m is the sum of the masses. And this is just like a light-emitting diode. So you have states in the conduction band, you have states in the valence band, and in fact, the theory for semiconductors is very similar to the theories of particles, and so particle physics, and the particle physics part got going first, and the semiconductor people who did semiconductors only realized later that there were analogies between models in particle physics and in semiconductors. In semiconductors, the band gap is much smaller in energy. So when an electron and a hole recombine, they send out light, which may be in the infrared or in the visible. Whereas when an electron and a positron recombine, the energy is, half a mega electron volt. It's a gamma ray that gets sent out in that case. And there are still in the terminology of semiconductors, you see sometimes they'll use terms that were originally intended for particle physics. So for instance, if the valence band is completely full and the conduction band is completely empty, this is called the vacuum state. So in particle physics, the vacuum state, there's just no particles. But this corresponds to the valence band being full and the conduction band being empty. And then you thermally excite an electron from the valence band up to the conduction band. You get one electron in one hole. And if you perturb the vacuum state and generate a particle-antiparticle pair, there's a similar kind of thing. You get one particle and one antiparticle that way. And if they recombine again, they will send out light, which corresponds to the band gap. And then in particle physics, they change the terminology to start to talk about antiparticles. But in semiconductor physics, they held the original terminology of Dirac and call the states in the valence band the holes. Okay, I think we stop for today. And then we'll continue with semiconductors next time.